The book of Daniel divides into two parts. The first gives an historical rundown of the events of the time. The second part is given to prophecy and apocalyptic visions. We must not let that long word throw us because it contains a really simple idea. The word means unveiling. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Daniel. So at a time when wickedness seemed supreme, in the world, and evil powers were dominant, a vision was given. It was intended to show the real situation behind that which was apparent to the human eye, and it revealed the eventual victory of righteousness upon the earth. When a woman is wearing a heavy veil, you are not sure what she really looks like. When the veil is removed, the truth is evident. Apocalyptic writing uses many figures and symbols. God used this means to convey His truth to His people. Daniel is a book of kings and kingdoms. The four world empires are understood to have been Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. From the days of Daniel to the coming of Christ, the world was ruled by these four empires, exactly as Daniel predicted. Through it all, we must not lose sight of the great purposes of God. Let us remember that for 1,000 years God had been nurturing the Hebrew nation for the purpose of establishing through that nation, living in a world of idol worshippers, the idea that the Lord, He is God. Now they had been destroyed by a nation that worshipped idols. Therefore, it was plain to see that the idols of Babylon were more powerful than the God of the Jews. It was a crisis in God's struggle with idolatry. If ever there was a time to do something dramatic to show the power of God, it was now. Therefore, mighty miracles took place during this time. The miracle of the fiery furnace is an example. God put it in the hearts of these men to be faithful and true. He then went with them into the fire, not only to confirm their faith, but to demonstrate to all the assembled dignitaries of the far-flung empire the power of God over the idols of Babylon. It had a profound effect on the king. The miracle of Daniel in the lion's den also had the same results. Therefore, these incidents and others were not only personal tests in the lives of his men, but also the means whereby God would accomplish his objectives of curing his people once and for all of idolatry. And God accomplished his purpose. Daniel added an important prophecy to the coming of Christ. Other scriptures tell us that he would come in the line of David, be born of a virgin, and that Bethlehem would be the place of his birth. And now Daniel announces the important fact of the time. At the expiration of 69 sevens, dating from the building of the wall of Jerusalem, the birth and death of Jesus Christ will occur. And this prophecy was fulfilled to the letter. It is interesting to note that Daniel and his companions were tested at the outset as to their faithfulness to God. Would they eat of that which God had forbidden? I am sure the pressure of the royal command and the pressure of the rest of their companions must have been great, but they withstood the test. God honored their dedication and faith. What an example to you and me to be faithful to His Word.